It's her gumboots that I see first. Bright yellow. Sunshine on her feet. They are amazing. Everybody should wear gumboots like that. A whole world of gumboot people. I wonder if she calls hers galoshes. That was Grammy's word today on a folded piece of paper tucked inside my new gumboots. 2 a.m. wakes me like an itch. Or maybe it's me who wakes itchy. There's a crawl under my skin, and I have to get up and do something. Grammy calls me. Her word of the day is burgeon, verb. Begin to grow rapidly, flourish.
Catawampus, a word I've decided to take a real shine to in my old age. I have a new notebook titled Things I Am Sure Of that was mailed to me a few days ago. The word of the day was written inside the front cover. Catawampus, adjective, means awry or askew.
I was born in 1963 in Surrey, one of England's green and pleasant home counties, an hour's drive from London. I was the youngest of Elizabeth, always known as Betty, and John Reardon's three children, and the only girl. Initially, Mum and Dad had wanted four children, but when I was born, they decided to stop. Mum told me that following two sons, she and Dad had really wanted a girl, but she was certain it wouldn't happen. So they were so shocked and delighted when I came along that they reconsidered their plans for a fourth child. As a precocious teen, I would joke that I was so fabulous there was no need for a new arrival, while my brothers would quip it was more likely that I was such a handful it put our parents off procreating further. My father always said, with a name like Kitty Hawk, I'd surely fly away. He said my mother should have thought of that before she named me. It was away on the island, time out of mind. Mothers had the naming of the daughters, and the girls took their mother's name. And fathers had the naming of the sons, and the boys took their father's name. I had some trouble with Hart on this score, since he came from elsewhere. But history and tradition had their way. My mother was Anna Maria Hawk. And my father, an outsider, was Harold Schoenfeld. They had no son, just the two girls, Bet and me, both Hawks, the oldest name on the island. So his name died with him. I don't know how he felt about that, but I felt some lonesomeness on his account when I saw his name on the gravestone on the main after it was rescued and relocated to be with the others from Wolf Island.